This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new report shows business and education groups in Colorado need to work together so that higher education leads to higher paying jobs. Nearly 74,000 young people aren't in school and are not working, and only half of high school graduates go on to college. The advocacy group Colorado Succeeds recommends that businesses start talking to students about careers at an early age. They also recommend making faster pathways to jobs and bringing workplace skills into the classroom. A Colorado Springs woman has been sentenced for her role in the January 6th riot, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Jennifer Horvath pled guilty to her charges and will serve 36 months probation. That'll include 90 days of house arrest. Video shows she was part of a group that pushed guards out of the way so rioters could breach the U.S. Capitol. She also defaced a statue of Winston Churchill while inside. Horvath is one of at least a dozen Coloradans who've been charged since the breach, with some getting prison time. Horvath will also pay a $500 fine. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Puebloans will not have to pay city sales tax on incontinence, diaper, and period products beginning next year. An ordinance approved by City Council yesterday is aimed at improving affordability of these items. The city estimates the move will reduce Pueblo revenue by about $250,000 a year. City Council member Regina Maestri was the only no vote. In Pueblo, it's 38 degrees and mostly clear. In Boulder, it's 34 and overcast. Looks like the next chance for snow across the Front Range is this Thursday. Temps will be seasonal with highs in the 30s and low 40s in Denver. This is CPR News.